With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
There is a crisis in Canada at the leadership level because of suspicion, allegation, evidence of Chinese intervention in the general election of 2019 and again in the general election of 2021. To help me understand this story, which is breaking all around us, I welcome Conrad Black, the distinguished biographer, who writes a column for the National Post in which he has identified this trouble over these last weeks. We now have to introduce some of the players that are involved in this controversy, mentioning that a new poll in Canada indicates that 69% of the respondents, 1,531 Canadians in the poll, 69% are concerned about Chinese intervention. This is a national concern. Conrad, a very good evening to you. The headline in the National Post from John Iveson says, "The undermining of Canadians' trust will continue as long as David Johnston remains." Who is David Johnston in the middle of this controversy? Good evening to you, Conrad.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. He's a well-known person in this country. He was president of two of the highly regarded universities in succession, Waterloo University and then McGill University in Montreal. And then he became the governor general, which is a kind of an anomalous position in this country. It's a colonial title, but it's continued. Canada became an independent country in 1867. But what it is Canada is a kingdom, and the king is also the king of the United Kingdom, Great Britain, and of Australia, and some smaller places. So because of that, the monarch is not often in the country. So the governor general acts as chief of state other than when the monarch is physically present in Canada. But the chief of state is a ceremonious office. It's not like the president of the United States, where the chief of state is also the head of the government. It's like the president of Germany or Italy, where the governor general, in this case, opens parliament and signs bills and goes to ceremonies. But it is the prime minister who governs. But it's a prestigious appointment, and in fairness to David Johnston, I think it's generally felt that he did quite a good job as governor general. Some people don't do anything except go through the motions. Some people embarrass themselves a bit. Some people actually do, take a few initiatives and are well remembered for what they did. And he is, I would say, probably in that category, not with me, but that's for personal reasons. In general, I think people feel that he did well, and so as this embarrassing episode emerged, where leaks in the what's called the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service, it's a kind of combination. Well, it's sort of like the CIA, I guess. It's not the federal police. That's the famous mounted police. It's an intelligence operation. And finally, some people in there leaked to the media that they had been warning the government of successive prime ministers for 20 years about Chinese infiltration and political influence in Canada. And as you mentioned in your remarks, in particular, the last two general elections, and nothing ever happened. So this caused a controversy, and what happened was there is a parliamentary committee as well as a special agency to monitor intelligence matters, and the prime minister said, well, they can look into this, but when they are ready with their recommendations, they will report them to a person whom I'm going to appoint, who will then who will then decide whether there should be public hearings or not and make his own conclusions. And he named David Johnson. And I'm sorry to be so long-winded, but it's a little complicated. He was trading off his record as a former university president and governor general as an assurance of his integrity. But almost nobody paid any attention to that and said, look, he's a good friend of the prime minister's. He's a neighbor. He has taken patronage positions from this prime minister before, including head of the Election Debates Commission. And we don't trust him to do an absolutely fair-minded job here. And we think that the parliamentary committee and the agency charged with the responsibility of looking into this anyway, or, you know, headed by people with a full security clearance of unquestioned integrity, they should just make their report, and let's not have it filtered through a chum of the prime minister's to muffle it and disguise what the consequences and recommendations are. And so Johnson, who spent his whole life dodging controversy, and as I say, generally is got a pretty good pass and a good grade from people for what he's done, now finds himself flat-footed, trying to perform the impossible role of occupying an absolutely redundant, improvised position whose only possible reason for existence could be to try and reduce embarrassment to the prime minister. And he never should have accepted this.
What is new here is that Mr. O'Toole, who led the opposition, who led your party, the Conservative Party, in the last election, has said that he believes he was targeted by the Chinese in the general election. And also, what is new, I wanted to make sure that David Johnson did not have some position of great authority. David Johnson has refused, writes the National Post, refused the House of Commons' request to step down from his role as special rapporteur. Does he have the authority to refuse Parliament just like that?
No. He has no such authority, and if a majority in Parliament vote to require that he step down, they have the right to dismiss him. But if they do that, I think it would force an election. I believe that would have the effect of being regarded as a vote of no confidence, which, as you know, in the parliamentary system, when the prime minister loses his majority. When a majority votes against the government in a serious measure, the prime minister either has to resign or dissolve or request dissolution of parliament for a new election. They haven't gone quite to that extent. I think my understanding is they've expressed what's called a parliamentary opinion. But I would say we're getting close to the point where he could be forced out. And my guess is if Parliament votes to require that he leave this position, Trudeau will tell him he has to go rather than calling an election.
And Mr. Trudeau is the one to answer for this. Wasn't the special rapporteur speaking on behalf of the prime minister's charge? Here's what I found. I think the stumbling block was when the special rapporteur said, I can't share it with you. Isn't that correct? He won't tell the public what they need to know.
This is right. And his argument is national security requires him to take that position. Now, technically, that could be true. And you don't know until you know what he's talking about.
Right.
But nobody really now trusts him to make that determination for himself.
Is this a crisis in the parliament right now, Conrad? We have 30 seconds.
I would say it's getting close to it. The government has to raise its game. Either Johnson has to say, all right, we'll have public hearings, but we'll have to exercise restraint in certain areas, and we'll have an all-party group to monitor that it's a legitimate security matter and not just pushing things under the rug for the benefit of the government. Either he has to do that or he has to go, I would say.
And 69% of the Canadian public can't be wrong, Conrad. They believe
not on this issue.
Chinese intervention, Chinese interference, Chinese abuse of the Canadian democracy.
The former leader, O'Toole, who in the last election, he was obstructed by the Chinese, and he has a grievance.
Conrad Black, I'm John Batchelor.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.